A musical instrument is really a work in progress. Instruments evolve. On a stringed instrument, you might add or remove strings or frets. The strings themselves have evolved, going from animal gut through coiled metal and plastic. But electronic processing made it easy to change your sound, putting that kind of tinkering in the hands of everyone. It might have something to do with the kind of music that was in ascendance when electronic processing hit the scene, but it seems like guitar players have had the most fun with it. Allison McCabe has the story of one of their earliest toys, the Fuzz Box.
Sitting in his Bethel, Connecticut workshop, pedal maker Mike Piera plugs in a vintage electric guitar and demonstrates what a Fuzz Box can do.
Without the pedal, you just kind of get a dead sound and you kick it on. Leave it off. Pretty boring.
The box makes the guitar sound fuzzy by basically distorting its sound. This is something musicians have been intentionally trying to do since the earliest days of amplification. Many credit the first deliberately distorted electric guitar to Johnny Burnett's Rock and Roll Trio in 1956. Two years later, Link Wray claimed to stab a hole in the speaker of his amp to challenge listeners to a rumble. Others said they got the sound by dislodging a tube in their amps. Then in 1962, a Nashville engineer named Glenn Snoddy invented the box that came to be called the Maestro Fuzz Tone, marketed by Gibson.
It's mellow. It's raucous. It's tender, it's raw, it's the Maestro Fuzz Tone. You have to hear this completely different sound effect for the guitar to believe it. It opens a whole new world of music for you.
The concept was simple. Plug your guitar into one, tap it with your foot, and presto, your sound goes from squeaky clean to downright dirty. Keith Richards took Fuzz to the top of the charts with the Rolling Stones. Guitar player and historian Tom Wheeler says Richards was after something very specific.
I mean, if you're Keith Richards and you're doing Satisfaction, you could play that line on a clean guitar, but it just would not have that in-your-face, gnarly, dark quality that has so much attitude to it.
Fuzz soon became central to the sound of many of the era's greats, and it's still hot with today's top guitarists, including Nels Klein of Wilco.
I started dabbling with electric guitar at age 11 or 12. The first thing I wanted to do was play with fuzz.
But why?
To get away from the inherent sound of the guitar, to transform it, which is easy to do with electric guitar, which I think makes it such an interesting instrument, so malleable. So I could get away from the sound of the guitar as we know it, but also go back to it when I wanted to, just by pushing down on a button on the floor. Yeah.
To meet the growing demand for sonic manipulation, engineers started coming up with new effects like the wah-wah and the talk box. For guitarists like Klein, the explosion allowed for greater experimentation.
I started thinking about effects pedals as being like a palette, you know, with different colors, using delay, volume pedal, sometimes distortion, but not a lot, just to sound like many different guitarists and many different kinds of voices within the music.
Today, stores like New York's Ludlow Guitars carry an ever-changing selection of effects pedals. Ludlow sells nearly 1,000, which account for about half of its overall sales. Co-owner Con Howell explains the enduring appeal.
It's all really based in tradition, I find. And if you like rock and roll and you like the Ramones or you like Led Zeppelin, they don't play clean. If you want to emulate or do something along the same vein, well, then you've got to go and start trying out effects pedals.
At the same time, Howell explains that effects pedals also allow guitarists to experiment with tradition.
It's a real sort of alchemy lesson in trying to create a sound.
And to find their own voices within the music. For NPR News, I'm Allison McCabe.
Now, let's listen to some of the unbelievable effects that you can create with the Fuzz Tone. First, let's use an electric bass. This is a sousaphone effect.